With the two 400-foot-tall wind turbines slowly spinning in the background, Rob Laird talks about climate change and how he first thought the machines would be part of the solution.
This is great. This is going to solve lots of problems. And, you know, look, it's right in my backyard, which is, you know, that's kind of neat because it's this new cool thing coming along. And then they turned it on. And I swear it wasn't 20 minutes after it was turned on when I called Town Hall and, like, this thing's really loud.
Laird lives about 1,300 feet from the closest turbine, which helps power the town's wastewater treatment plant. Since it began spinning in spring 2010, some 40 neighborhood households have complained about things such as headaches, vertigo, and sleep interruption, which is what Laird experiences.
We've got to come up with alternate power sources and stop burning fossil fuels. There's no question about it. I'm not sure that putting a wind turbine, if you can't make a neighborhood uninhabitable. I think that's the problem. That's what this has done in effect.
Falmouth was among the first towns in Massachusetts to install large turbines so close to homes. When people complained, the town tried curtailing their operation when it got real windy. Then they shut them off at night. They even considered buying out homeowners. But now Board of Selectmen Chairman Kevin Murphy says the turbines simply need to come down.
It was a mistake, and it wasn't the right project. It wasn't the right location.
Initially, complaints about health impacts were met with skepticism, and for 3 years, the turbine issue festered. Today, there are bumper stickers and lawn signs reading, "Heal Our Town," and many residents who don't even live near the turbine say they have to go.
These folks living up on Blacksmith Shop Road, they are not NIMBYs, whiners, or liars.
That's resident Rob Mastriani.
And they were very supportive of the wind energy project with the turbines. But when they got turned on and they started feeling the ill effects, that's when they had to unify and deliver a message and tell the town.
Mastriani doesn't live near the turbines, but as a taxpayer, he would have to pay for their removal. Selectmen say taking them down and paying off the debt will cost the typical Falmouth household about $800 over 20 years. Mastriani says he'll pay it.
If my taxes go up a little bit, that's a small price to pay.
Not for resident Joe Hackler. Amidst a chorus of weed whackers and clucking chickens, he talks about his time on the Energy Committee and the work it did over the course of 9 years and 7 visits to town meeting to help bring the turbines to town. It was decided to put them on a small hill near Route 28, where there's lots of trees and plenty of wind.
What we have here is a really excellent development that supports a lot of the town's goals in terms of financial goals, environmental goals, climate change goals. And it's being opposed by a relatively few people within a radius of the wind turbines who have been remarkably effective at pressing their case.
Hackler says he's disheartened by the push to remove the turbines, and he says the town's political establishment has caved.
That noise you hear in the background is a lot louder than those machines ever are.
But neighbors typically don't object to the whoosh, whoosh sound of the turbines. Rather, they talk about something called infrasound, a low-frequency sound that's controversial and not well understood. Selectman Doug Jones explains it as vibration or sound pressure that gets reflected off the turbine itself and towards the homes.
And that's a pressure that is very hard to measure. It's not something you hear, but that's the thing that they say it just makes them feel sick. And that's the one we don't have tons of scientific evidence to really affirm, but that whole infrasound thing is enough for me to say I'm not comfortable supporting running them if that's what it's doing to people who live nearby them.
Selectman Murphy says the turbines are in the wrong place for their size, and neighbors are suffering for it.
When the wind is blowing at a higher rate of speed, it does sound very loud. It does create some form of vibration. Whether that has true effects on people's health, that hasn't been determined. But it surely has effects on this community and the health of this community. The whole idea is this is dividing our community.
Resident Megan Amsler is on the other side of the issue. She helped plan for the turbines and then worked with neighbors when they raised concerns. Amsler says there are other potential solutions to the problem that are not being considered.
From the neighbor's perspective, nothing was going to satisfy them. They wanted them taken down. And, you know, it's how can you sit at a table and talk about trying to come up with some options if that's, you know, you're not willing to compromise in any way?
Amsler says the sound of the turbines test at 50 decibels, about the equivalent of a refrigerator coming on. But when she says publicly that taking them down is unnecessary, she's attacked.
People telling me that, you know, I'm responsible for ruining their lives. And I'm like, actually, this is for the greater good. This project is about not just here, but this is a global issue. You know, energy is a global issue. And this project was, you know, not something I've been on the Energy Committee for all these years, but it's about doing good for everybody. There was never any intention. No, I would say nobody ever knew that people would have negative reactions to a wind turbine the way they have.
Since the first complaints were raised in town, state officials have said they're willing to listen and learn from the Falmouth experience. Andy Bridges is with the Mass Clean Energy Center, which works with Massachusetts to develop wind projects. He says the wind industry and its advocates are paying attention.
The wind industry is paying attention to the complaints people have had and are re-examining their siting strategies and decisions based on those complaints. And I think they're very focused on developing projects that will be ultimately well-received by the community, which serves everybody's interests better.
Voters in Falmouth go to the polls tomorrow to decide whether the turbines here should come down. If the electorate gives the go-ahead, a spokesperson for the American Wind Energy Association says it will be the first time an American city or town removed its turbines because of noise complaints. For WCAI, I'm Sean Corcoran.